Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Demis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, slow down, you're getting ahead of God. Oftentimes it's not about achieving or discovering the next task or mountain. It's about Selah. Stop and rest at my feet for a while. Let me rejuvenate you. Let me minister to you as a father. Be still and sit for a while. Don't let the anxiousness of always going, leading, distract you. It is I who will fill your bucket, for I am the water of life eternal. Only I can quench the thirst you have. I care for the smallest creatures, and you are far above them, my child. I am jealous for some daddy time. I desire this. But yours is an unquenchable thirst that only I can fill. I know you know, but Selah, nothing is more important than time with me. Nothing. In my presence, you will find my blessings, my peace, my direction, and my strength for the journey. Selah. I've been struggling in my spirit to know what to share with you next, and I have felt for some time that the prophecies that God gives me are not just for me. I believe they can be very much for you if you will take them inside, because I believe whether it's you or me, it's God's truth. He is speaking. Selah. Perhaps my life is a bit like yours. I want to be better. I want to present my best, whether that's to my family, my job, or my ministry. We are graded at work by our performance. We receive attaboys from family and friends for a job well done. The world honors people for their service and sacrifices. And so I believe there's a part of us that wants that appreciation. And there's nothing wrong with valuing being appreciated, being loved, and being present. But I think today the Holy Spirit gave a very clear message to Selah. Stop for a while. You're going too fast. You're moving on an empty bucket that you can't fill. And our Father is calling us to come sit at His feet for some daddy-daughter, some dad and son moments. He said, let me rejuvenate you. Let me rebalance you in your life. Let me give you the peace that you're struggling to possess. Selah, stop all of your achievements and sit with your Father for a while and let me tell you what's important. Sit and let me talk to you about how to slow down and bring your steps into balance by listening to God first rather than being caught up in performing. He always expects you to give your best, but He doesn't expect you to give your best in areas that He's not called you to. And sometimes we get so caught up with many good opportunities to minister to people that we walk right out from underneath God's perfect will for us at that time. So I pray that you will listen today, Selah, and spend some time, some extra time before the Father by laying all of these things at His feet. Let Him refill your bucket. Let Him show you which of these good items He wants you to pick back up again. I believe He wants us to walk a little slower and be more balanced in our areas of life. In every area, I have no doubt that our decisions will be wiser and our direction more defined when we are being led by His Holy Spirit and not by our own good intentions. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.